Daddy, you remember 2014 when you met me at orientation camp, Shagam, and we were discussing something, and you told me I was a Bible man. Pastor, you know that our pastor is a Bible man. So I pray well, but now I know that I was not really praying what I was praying. So I was complaining to you that this prayer secretary thing, I don't like it. And I know myself, once God tells me to do something, except I have not started, when I start, I will baptize my soul, everything about me into it. I told you I don't like it. You now told me that if God is taking me out of this thing I'm used to and is bringing me into prayer, then there is something he wants to do that cannot be achieved without a man giving himself to prayer. You now shook my hands and said, fast for 2 weeks. Certain people, when they, your life will change when they shake your hands. That 2 hours we spent in your room at that camp, I will never forget it. It is there I began to set my life. This is how I now developed that, my prayer thing. I now took two of your messages, cut out the first 10 minutes. Number one is the staying power in prayer. Number two is the fire of prayer. 10 minutes, I put it on every night. Especially when I want to give up, I will now hear, God can win with few. We need to tarry. The staying power, the tarrying power, the tarrying grace. I say, what is this? I was hearing the teaching, but what I was looking for is the spirit. How can a man tarry every day? It's strange to my ears. It is normal for a man to be weak, but every day. And it was that time God spoke to me and said, you will give me night vigil. That time I can fast, I can pray a little. But the worst is night vigil. I cannot do night vigil. I can't. And today, I have found out, there is no man of strong authority that doesn't keep the night watches. It's not possible. It's not possible. 1 hour in the night, okay, let me not say, because you will come and say, I said, is a heavy sacrifice. Sometimes I will be fasting, but if I'm not doing night vigil, you will not know. But if I start doing night vigil, even if I'm eating, my body will be going down. My body will be going down. The night watches. Every day I wake up, I put the message. He said, the fire of prayer. When the thing continued and continued, week after week, months went to go. Before you know it, people began to pray because I'm praying. Meanwhile, I'm not interested that they are praying because I'm praying. I suddenly began to see where God is taking me. I look at myself and I notice that I have not carried what it takes. I continue praying. It was in my prayer that I started moving from 3 hours to 4, from 4 to 5. Sometimes I will go to an Assemblies of God church there is a place called Pansheke at Ogun State, Abeokuta. When I get to that place, I will make sure they dismiss me in my PPA by 11 a.m. And I will go to that place, lock myself. In fact, I prayed there for so long that the man, the pastor in charge, gave me a key and said, whenever you are through, lock the church. I will stay there till evening. Depending on what they are doing in the family house, I'll be telling God, no, I cannot end like this. I thought I was praying for myself. I did not know that God wants to implicate a generation in the prayer move. In case you don't know, let me tell you now. God has summarized what he wants to do in these last days and has decided that if you are not giving to prayer, I don't know what else that God called you to do. You have to give yourself to priesthood as a basic requirement. Whether you are a politician, whether you are anything, pray for me, gather people to pray for you in school. The time has passed. Now you must enter into the prayer way. Whether you are a teacher, whether you are a young man met me, he said he's an evangelist, that he doesn't care about this our prayer team. That all he needs, if you people are praying, he will just come and pray, and then the anointing will move. I said, this is how Satan will bind you. Are you the only one? Just because somebody got healed, one person, are you the first person? I told him, have you not noticed? My brother is hearing me. Have you not noticed that your father has raised cripple? I said, that book you saw online and you are rejoicing, go and check your father's library. He went one day, his father that is no more on fire, he checked and saw the books he was shouting about. His father had it early 90s. So the young man became more quiet. I told him, have you not noticed your father is not impressed yet? What will impress him is priesthood. It is when you give yourself to prayer, certain things that he has not seen before, we begin to break out. Not prayer for anointing, not prayer for ministry, prayer for the purposes of God. As long as there is something God wants to be done, as long as there is a project in his heart, we will continue praying. Anyway, for some of you, you will just pray and go and then. But for we, men like us, prayer is a calling. Even when I finish running around, I will just lock myself in one room and be praying and studying. Prayer. I have found out a gem in God. I will not leave it. Even if you want to, I will not leave it. Somebody came and told me that the way we are growing now, that we should, modernize the way we pray, and all that. Somebody came and said, the way we grown, because the way we grown, our speaker, something is born. The people that know us know. If we go to school, picks this mic. I think this, your sound is very powerful, venerable. If not, if he picks it, he will not say pray. He will not say anything. 1 hour, 30 minutes will pass. And the way he groans into the mic, one day we prayed for 3 hours. We saw this one, smoke coming out. This one, smoke coming out. This one, we brought another one, smoke came out. And people told me, the problem is the way you are, you should reduce their voice. I said, the one we had, what brought it? If you like, let it spoil 10 times, we'll be buying another one. Prayer must be going on. Prayer brought the one you have. Don't modernize prayer. It's Satan that is giving you that advice. To modernize prayer. No. I will hold it. I will hold it. And in case you are a pastor, you don't want to pray. You are looking for tactics. You are looking for scheme. There is no scheme. A pastor met me and he's telling me, asking me, how do you do this thing? I say, you see me groaning on the groaning and my sweat. Am I a magician? Are you not seeing what I'm doing? The secret is this thing. Is when you groan the way I groan for 6 hours, you will know what the pain that Jesus is bearing for you. The reason why men sin, fornicate up and down, is that they have not borne burden with Jesus before. When you bear burden with him in travails, and then there is a muscle here that I asked medical personnel, my own has torn many times. They call it serratus arterior. I have to find the name. All everywhere is paining me. I will tell Jesus, heal me, it will go. And I will go back. Parakatia, fedekata manaka, bemurakata kababa, parakatae. I will sleep, I will be praying. 2 hours, I wake up, I will continue praying. Praying, I will tell you, half a good morning. You will say, fine, I will continue praying. Continue praying, continue praying. Until my house became a house of prayer. It is when I gave myself to prayer and fasting and Bible study that I saw something coming upon my life. As it was coming, it was increasing. As it was coming, it was increasing. One day, I just noticed that I was not timid again. No, I was. I was an introvert. I was everything. I know some of you will see me like this. No, it's that thing that came that made all the difference. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you came from. You have to trust God for genuine grace, so that what is in your ordination will start coming out. What you are living is the fake life. It is when that thing comes, you begin to live the real one that God has ordained for you. Ask Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. It was when I was praying and laboring for long that one day I came out and I noticed that the power of God came on my life. I want to teach you something now before daddy comes. When the power of God came on my life, I went to minister and I noticed that I minister for 7 minutes and the thing finished. I didn't know something can, the anointing can finish. I said, but I have the Holy Ghost. How can the thing finish? Hallelujah. You can be seated now. You see, the Lord is prepared for you. Amen. So, my message has finished. This is what I was trying to accomplish. Huh? The anointing finished on my head. And I told God, I thought I've contacted the anointing. He said, you don't know how it came about. He now told me, go and fast and pray again. I fasted and prayed. The thing increased. It was there that I found out that if you want to maintain the consistency and purity of what you receive from God, you will have to continue doing what you were doing before the thing came. One day I flowed in it until something grew out and it was a horn. So something can fill that horn and we can function in it for long. You can help people on the road, not just in the church. You can help people in the marketplace, in your home, anywhere you found yourself. Can you pray for 2 minutes? Sit down, don't stand up. Pray for 2 minutes. Ask God, I need something to come upon my life. You cannot dominate your sphere until something comes. The time is short. There is need for men to arise very fast. There is need for men to give themselves to training. There is need for men to give themselves to process. I pray and not I that pray. I pray and not I that pray. There is a praying spirit within me, oh. I pray. In Jesus' name. Right this moment, I want to welcome my brother, Minister Theophilus Sunday, to come and lead us.